ferocious, not only on the top line, but on the top power play as well. So Smolanic in there, the junior from Denver, 1 goal, 2 points in 13 games this season. The centerman, Charlie Stramel, 6'3", 215, a freshman from Rosemont. He's got 5 goals and 12 points this season. And then Matthew D. St. Foul, the junior from Lake Forest, 7 goals, 22 points. He's been on a nice run, Paul, as has Stramel, for that matter.
Yeah, Matt, he got a three-point night last Saturday against Michigan State, and he's apparently a second-half player because last year he did the same thing after Christmas, kind of turned it up, and he's been doing the same thing. And obviously he's been playing with Stramel and Lucius, which has been helpful, a very offensive line. And we'll see Smolanic trying to jump in there and fill a role by Lucius missing out.
Yeah, by the way, D. St. Foul, 5 goals, 14 points in his last 14 games. And Charlie had 3 assists last weekend in the series against Michigan State, including 2 helpers, and was +4 on Saturday night. Second line for the Badgers, fifth-year seniors, Jack Gorniak, the left wing, Brock Caulfield, the centerman, Sam Stang, the junior from Eau Claire. Sam seems to like Penn State.
Yeah, he's got 4 of his 12 career goals against the Nittany Lions here, and I don't know what it is. I think there's been a couple of bounces he's gotten over the years from freshman year off of skates and things like that, but whatever it is, Badgers will look for him to get a couple more tonight.
Yeah, Sam hasn't scored a goal in 13 games. Third line, Carson Bantle, the junior from Onalaska, 8 goals, 12 points. Owen Lindmark, the senior from Naperville, 4 goals, 9 points. Jack Horbach, the freshman from Naperville, 4 goals and 8 points. Hopefully Lindmark's all right. He's been banged up a bit as well. And the fourth line's been productive recently, Paul, with Liam Malmquist, Dominic Mersch, and Zach Erdahl left to right. Both Malmquist and Erdahl have combined for 4 goals in the last 6 games. They're putting the puck away, and Dom's been setting them up pretty well.
Yeah, as a fourth line, you're an effort line with Zach Erdahl. They're the guys that play hard, but they've been chipping in a little bit, getting a power play goal, getting other important goals for Wisconsin. And Erdahl's got 6 goals here kind of quietly. It's not that far away from a 10-goal season, which is a pretty good college year.
Badgers starting defensive pair tonight. Senior Mike Vorlicki out of Edina, 7 assists in 28 games. Ben Dexheimer, the freshman from Edina, he's got 10 helpers in 32 games. Tyson Jugnoff paired with Corson Kulemans, Luke Lemaster, and Daniel Lodge. Anthony Kerr, the extra skater, 7th defenseman tonight. Jared Moe, the senior from New Prague, in goal for the Badgers. He's 10-15 this season, a .305 goals against, a .904 save percentage. He's got 4 shutouts. He did stop 25 of 27 shots last Saturday against Michigan State after being pulled in his previous 2 starts. As for Guy Gadowski, in his 11th year at Penn State, 191 wins, 164 losses, and 25 ties, trying to find that consistency, much like Wisconsin. Nittany Lions are just 2-7-1 in their last 10 games and allowed 40 goals over that stretch. They will go with their top line tonight. Sophomore Danny Geniev, the shortest player in college hockey at 5'5", 6 goals, 13 points. The transfer from RPI, Tour Linden, a senior, a 6-footer, 200 pounds. He's got 8 goals and 24 points, 92 points, 146 career games. And Ashton Calder, who not only played at North Dakota last year, but Lake Superior State for 3 seasons prior. He's played 172 games with 113 career points. Calder's got 9 goals so far this season. As for the starting D pair for Penn State, Paul DeNaples, the fifth-year senior. He's a 2-time captain with Christian Berger, a former Madison Capital. And I mentioned Liam Solier out of Brampton, Ontario, in goal for Penn State tonight. He's 16-11-1 with a .259 goals against average, a .909 save percentage, and 2 shutouts. Those are your quick trip lineups tonight. And the opening faceoff to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big Wolf save, he snatches it out of the air. Works to the Lobo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas. But gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Brock Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
It's Road Reds, Penn State home white with navy and the football-like helmet design. The referees tonight, Brian Aaron and Brett DeRozier. The linesman, Chad Roethlisberger and Nick Huff. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Badgers will attack the goal to our right. Skating left to right, Jared Moe will tend goal right in front of the Roar Zone, the student section here at Pagula Ice Arena, which is packed and loud and has been ever since this building opened. And we're underway, and Penn State wins the opening faceoff. Chase Berger on the near side wall to Zhaniev. Lifted ahead, slot, shot, gloved by Moe, and he hangs on. Ashton Calder right away, about 30 feet out. Moe had an angle to see it clearly, grabbed it with his right hand and hung on for a faceoff 10 seconds in.
This line here with a couple transfers for Penn State and Danny Genia, that's been their bread and butter. They've been producing for the Penn State, 10 goals and 22 points in the last 12 games. They're kind of who they've been leaning on of late.
They had 3 goals and 6 points in that series against Minnesota and still lost 5 of 6 against the Gophers. Calder had a goal and an assist against Minnesota. Big number 26, puck loose in the slot, set up Genia, he scores! Seconds in, Penn State on the board.
Right off a faceoff, Wisconsin's been really good on faceoffs this year, but puck kind of bounced around and no one really picked it up. The whole play went to the left towards the boards and the puck was just sitting out to the right of the dot, and Penn State got there first, made one quick pass and right in front of the net, and beat Jared Moe above the glove. 1-0 early here for Penn State.
Danny Zhaniev, his 7th goal of the season at 14 seconds. I think Calder will get the primary assist, Linden the secondary assist. So Penn State jumps out to an early lead. Long-range shot by the defenseman Simon Mack. Sticked aside by Moe. Zhaniev looking for more. Turnaround shot near the blue line. Blocked by Carson Bantle. Daniel Lodge in the corner. He's battling there with Tyler Paquette's right winger. Big right-hander, too, at 6'3", 200 pounds. Badgers eventually forced the puck all the way down, but they've iced it accidentally in another faceoff down in the Wisconsin zone. 51 seconds gone by. Geniev from Calder and Linden, 14 seconds in, 1-0 Penn State.
And Wisconsin, again, been really good on faceoffs all year. Penn State is the only team in the Big Ten that has a better mark in the faceoff circle, and right there, it paid off for them.
They send out Xander Lampa, second-line centerman from Rochester, Minnesota, about 55% in the faceoff circle against Owen Lindmark, who's up near 59%. Badgers win the draw in the defensive zone. Can't clear. Redirect by Paquette. Good blocker save made by Moe. Forced back behind the cage. Luke LeMaster coughed it up there to Lampa, who threw it away to the stick of Carson Bantle. He'll skate it out to center. Tumbles down in front of the Badgers bench. They had too many men on the ice, but nothing called. Penn State then throws it back towards the Wisconsin zone, but too high into the netting. Stopping play. A minute 13 into the opening period. Penn State with a 1-0 lead.
Penn State's been good this year, getting out to at least two-thirds of their games, 21 of 30, now 22 of 31 when they've scored first this year. 15-5-1 in those games.
Wisconsin, by the way, has scored first this season only 11 times, and 7-4 in those games. Won't happen here tonight, obviously. Brock Caulfield back out with Gorniak and Stang. Caulfield won the draw. Gorniak stepping up was Jared Crespo to slow his progress at center ice. Berger ahead now to Crespo, deflected, flipped to the far side near the Badger bench, dug free by Gorniak, tried to pull it ahead for Stang, no luck, off the stick of Dowd, looking for the puck was Stang, he was heading right wing but overskates it. Gorniak now in the offensive zone, the Badgers there for the first time tonight, a minute 40 in, 1-0 Penn State, they scored 14 seconds into the series opener. Here comes Berger now. Christian Berger from St. Louis flings it in off the glass behind Jared Moe to the right wing wall. Tyson Jugnauth reverses course to Corson Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans, sophomore defenseman, up ahead to center. Off the stick of Smolonic, able to pull it away from Tyler Gratton. Back below the goal line now is Simon Mack. He bumps it ahead for Lampa, who couldn't catch the pass, and icing waved off as Alex Cervagno got hit towards the Penn State bench. Gratton tried to dig it out. He's with Connor McMenamin. Fourth line for Penn State. Badgers have the puck. Here's DeSane Fowl to center now, and Stramel fans off to his left. Cut back to his right, and when he dangled, he drew his line mates offside. 2 minutes and, what is it, 23 seconds into the opening period. Oh, Penn State leads 1-0.
Math is hard.
Math is a struggle for me today, yes.
Yeah, that play, just Penn State standing up at the blue line, forcing Charlie Stramel to make a little extra move. Badgers were on the rush down the right wing and up the center of the ice, but just enough to put off the timing.
And the Lions win another faceoff. Jimmy Dowd Jr. with Carter Shade defensively. Shade, left-handed defenseman, shoots one left pad save made by Moe. The aerial rebound went out to the right point. Now down, straightaway Shade. He bounces left, redirect in front. Moe, big save, and on the rebound, a right pad save off the shot by Linden. Scramble in front. Moe can't locate the Penn State Nittany Lions. Tried to dig it free. Eventually, DeSane Fowl got there and nudged it out to center. Wow, Jared Moe, like an octopus in a broom closet.
Three shots for Penn State successively. Anthony Kerr went down on one of them to try to help out Jared Moe. The pucks were bouncing, and Penn State was there on the rebounds.
Erdahl, first shot of the game for Wisconsin on goal, and Solier fought it off with his right shoulder, and out to center ice it comes. 1-0 Nittany Lions, a little over 3 minutes gone by. Dominic Mersch out there tries to lay the lumber to Crespo and work the puck free for Erdahl. Now he bumps another man down. That was Christian Sarlo. Good hold by Malmquist. Right corner Merce tried to throw it from a tough angle on goal, but fanned on it, and they outlet up the middle. Tyler Paquette to the right wing in Lampa. 1-on-4 is Penn State in the midst of a change. Lampa carries behind the cage. Jugnauth takes it off his stick. Now Dominic Mersch to Malmquist. Breakout pass to Stang. Up the middle is Kuhlemans, but he goes far wing to Mersch, who had his pocket picked from behind by Kevin Wall out of Penfield, New York, playing in his 119th game. Here's Dylan Gratton, the defenseman, across the line, but Penn State whistled for offside. We're 3:59 into the first period. Nittany Lions with six shots on goal compared to Wisconsin's one. Badgers trail here here 1-0. And this weekend's series opener is sponsored by AirQuest. AirQuest Heating and Cooling. Surround yourself with advanced, long-lasting comfort.
Well, the Badgers on your heels a little bit here this first 4 minutes. Jared Moe not been on his heels. He's been very active with his feet.
And had no chance to stop the initial goal, the initial shot by Jania that beat Moe as the Badgers were broken down right in front of their own net. Wisconsin's Gorniak got knocked down in the corner. No penalty called. Stang now retrieves it half boards right. Skates goal line now. Stang behind the cage looking for an option. He'll drop it off left wing to Lodge. Poked it to the corner. After it there is Cervagno for Penn State. Lemaster pinches in. Tries to take it from Grattan. Down to the corner now. Mack sweeps it along. Cervagno after it. But once again Lodge pinching down. And now Mack reverses behind the net to Dylan Grattan. The freshman defenseman almost threw it away up to his older brother Tyler, who took a pretty good check right here at center ice by Carson Bantle, and the Badgers with possession of the puck in their own zone. 5 minutes into the first, Penn State leads Wisconsin 1-0. Badgers try to get it deep. Lindmark unable to do so. Loose puck at center. Gathered in by Dexheimer. Coughed it up. Look out to McEachern. Goes wide left. Shoots one into the belly of Moe. He'll snag it and hang on. 14:53 left in the opening period. 1-0 Penn State. Again, Danny Janiev scored 14 seconds in from Ashton Calder and Tour Linden.
Jared Moe there with his shoulder to the sideboards. Puck thrown on net like Penn State is wont to do. And looked like his blocker glove, his left, or blocker arm, his left, knocked it down into his chest for the faceoff.
Behind the net, McEachern tries to center, deflects off a stick and into the Badgers bench, right by Tony Granato, Andy Brandt. And one of the Badgers just slammed it back down on the ice, and it looks like they'll drop it in the Wisconsin zone to the left of Jared Moe, who in his career against Penn State is 1-5 with a .368 goals against average and a .918 save percentage. He was good against the Nittany Lions in Madison in October, stopped 75 of 80 shots. Hard to win two games when you only score one goal in those two games.
Sure is, but the Badgers were in both of them throughout the whole night. Into the third period in the 4-0 loss, it was only 1-0 early, and an empty netter sealed it.
Lindmark back out with Bantle and Horbach. Kulemans and Jugnaw face off this time. One by Lindmark out towards the point. Bantle can't follow up the clear. Forced back down the boards, but Jugnaw there ahead to Horbach, who deflects deep. And the Badgers will, well, change out Horbach for Charlie Stramel. Desane foul out there, too. Lindmark's been replaced. Bantle remains for the time being. Lead feed, partial break by Calder, being cut off by Jugnaw. Dives at his skates, trying to poke the puck free. He did, but tripped him down. Jugnaw, the freshman defenseman, is going to get the gate, and Penn State goes on a power play, hoping to add to its 1-0 lead.
The Badgers had the puck in the offensive zone. Just had trouble hanging on to it. Penn State, swarming defense, knocked it away, and quick transition the other way, got ahead of the Badgers and really did all he could, Tyson Jugnaw, to kind of break up the play. Unfortunately got the leg instead of a puck, and Badgers get to kill their first penalty.
Penn State less than 16% conversion rate on the power play though this season, 17 of 110. They're only 13% in league play, 11 of 82. They've gone 0 for 11 over the last four games. Badgers penalty kill about 76% in league play, went 1-for-8, only one power play goal and 8 chances against Michigan State last weekend. And the Badgers, Lindmark won the faceoff. Badgers cleared it all the way down. So again, Jugnaw for tripping at 5:44. Penn State up the left wing wall. McManaman will scoop it down to the corner. After it, there is Wall, cycles behind the net. Chance for Paquette from around behind the cage, tried to get an angle, but couldn't get it towards the cage, and then it's coughed up out by the blue line, and Penn State has to touch up. Minute 28 to go in the power play for the Nittany Lions. McEachern almost gave it away, and now bobbling with it, Christian Berger back in his own zone, and the fans here getting a little anxious with their Nittany Lions.
Kevin Wall for Penn State was just skating through the neutral zone. He kept getting in the way of the rush, trying to go back to their own zone and forward, and kept hitting him in the feet.
Janiev turns on the Jets left wing, got around Kulemans, who forced him back behind the net. Open man near side, Linden scores. Moe late to go left to right. We saw it from our angle, Paul. Linden right on the dot to Moe's right and blistered one past the Badgers netminder. 2-0 Penn State.
You said it, the speed coming around the goal. There was some traffic in front of Jared Moe, so I'm not sure he got a great look that the puck had moved across the ice, but like you mentioned, we're perfect angled here. We're lined up close to the shooter, and there was a lot of net there. Jared Moe tried to get the glove over, didn't get a piece of it. Puck hits the net, and Penn State's up 2-0 here pretty early.
Ninth goal of the year for Tuur Linden, the transfer from RPI, where he played 4 years and had 20 goals as a senior captain a year ago. He's now got 2 goals and 2 assists since last Saturday's overtime loss to Minnesota. Linden from Genève and Berger. And Penn State with a 2-0 advantage. Jared Moe whips it around the near side wall. Genève there to spin it back the other way. Wisconsin's Daniel Lotch goes to get it. Angles a pass. Nice catch by DeSaint Fowl. Across the line. Fires one. Blocker saved by Soulière up into the protected netting. And a whistle stops play. 6:57 into the first period. 2-0 Penn State. Just the second shot on goal for the Badgers here tonight.
They look back in recent history for Penn State. Just a few weeks ago, they scored twice in the first minute against Michigan.
Yep.
Took a 2-goal lead and ended up losing that game 5-4. So Badgers will, not that they have that in their mind, but Penn State surely does. And there's hope there for a change in the result.
Stramel, DeSaint Fowl, Smolonic out for Wisconsin. Stramel battling on the faceoff and neutral ice. Eventually Anthony Kerr able to dump it in right corner to left. It's loose near the blue line. Now chopped free. Stramel's got it. Looking. What's he going to do? Got poke checked. And then Kerr got hooked down from behind. Nothing called. Pass intended for Stramel. Right circle from DeSaint Fowl in a whistle-stopping play. And they will call a hooking penalty on Penn State. It'll go against Christian Sarlo. So the Badgers get a quartz power play trying to cut Penn State's lead in half down 2-0.
Hard to say a huge power play at this time of a game, but it is for Wisconsin right now. 2 shots only. They haven't been able to keep control of the puck in the offensive zone. They've got it down there a few times, had possessions, and Penn State's just done a really good job breaking up passes and knocking pucks off of sticks. So Wisconsin maybe hoping to get some room here to work and get a goal.
So Sarlo hooking at 7:14. Badgers this season on the power play, a little less than 20%, about 21% in league play. Penn State's PK has been awful of late. 76% for the season, but 9 power play goals allowed in the last 25 against, and a setup. Tic-tac, but no toe as Bantle swung and missed. Low rights on a feed from Stramel. Brock Caulfield with it. Kuhlemans now waddling his way across the line, or even with the line. Caulfield shot, ricocheted free, bounced down. Now Caulfield back straight away. DeSaint Fowl wants it. Kuhlemans now gets it to him. So Stramel replaced Lucius on the power play. Smolonic had been working on the power play unit on Wednesday during practice. But right now Stramel will work near the front of the net or the bumper position. They have Caulfield and DeSaint Fowl roaming a bit. MDSP has it now right wing. No place to shoot or pass. Now straight away, Kuhlemans one-timer blocked by Berger. Ricocheted right back to Corson. Plenty of time on the power play. Badgers down 2-0. 1 minute left in the man advantage. Stramel now hands off straight away. Kuhlemans darts right and his shot blocked by McKechern. Caulfield spins it around, allowing DeSaint Fowl to get to it with McMenamin in the vicinity. And McMenamin outmuscled DeSaint Fowl and between his legs sent it all the way down.
Stramel got hit kind of awkwardly into the boards and got up looking at the referee. You could tell he maybe gave him a little bit of a word that should have been something called. But pretty good setup there, Wisconsin. It was a totally different than during the 5-on-5. They had time and room and they took advantage, but their one best chance, they just whiffed on it.
Jugnauth carried it deep into the offensive zone, then coughed it up on the left wing wall. Penn State cleared again. One last rush for the Badgers on this quartz power play, trailing 2-0, 9 minutes into the opening period. Here's Gorniak now. Refeeds Jugnauth half boards left and tried to force it out to the point. Nearly coughed it up, and he did again. And Penn State clears, and the Nittany Lions get the job done on the penalty kill. A power play goal and a penalty kill. Job done by Penn State as Malmquist snaps one off straight away and in and out of the glove of Soulière. Puck still loose in the offensive zone. Malmquist threw it in front, intended for Erdahl. Intercepted by Simon Mack, who took a nice check from Gorniak. But the puck pops free now, and Ryan Kerwin has it for Penn State. Now the Badgers get it back. Long pass for Licky to the stick of Jack Gorniak. Roughed up by Kerwin. Those two going at it near side boards. Penn State's Xander Lampa to Kerwin. Up ahead, Sarlo stopped at the blue line and then lost the handle. Now Kerr up the near wing wall. Did Smolanic get a piece of it? Apparently so, no icing. Dowd after it, takes a bump from Mersch, but released the pass to Jania. Little fella comes up the right wing wall. Lodge reach for the puck. Jania sticks his shoulder into the big guy. Lodge, though, comes away with a biscuit and flips it back behind his own net. LeMaster can't get there. Centering pass by Calder. Ricochets to Linden. To the point, Berger. Right side, Dow. His pass finds Jania. Steps to the right dot with Smolanic right there. And then the pass by Jania to the slot out of the reach of the intended receiver and back into the Penn State zone. Bouncing back Wisconsin's way, Luke LeMaster. Hard rim around by the Badgers bench. Caught there by Carson Bantle. Three on three to our right. Bantle, power move right side. Shoots one, almost stuck it underneath the right arm of Soulière, but he hangs on for a faceoff. Little pushing and shoving after the whistle, but cooler heads will prevail. 9:20 to go in the first period. Penn State leads Wisconsin 2-0. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We'd like to thank Culver's for being a part of our broadcast all season long and sponsoring the Culver's Kid of the Game at UW Men's Hockey Games, where one lucky winner got four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. And we truly hope that Culver's will be part of Wisconsin hockey again next season. Penn State leads Wisconsin 2-0. On the rush, the Nittany Lions. Shade, backside pass, right wing. Broken up by Wisconsin. Good play. Lindmark heaves a pass for Bantle off his stick. He dives and nudged it ahead for Lindmark, who took a crushing blow near side by Shade. Dumped it in, but the Badgers in the process of a line change. And so Penn State with possession, although it just gave it away for a moment. Tyler Grattan follows it up and kicks it to the corner. There's Savagno. Try to move it around to the right wing, but put it on the stick of Wisconsin's Jugnauth, and the Badgers now with a little time and space. Lead feed, Kuhlemans, redirected by Gorniak into the Penn State zone to our right. First one there is Christian Berger, the junior and former Omaha Lancer. Played parts of three seasons with the Madison Capitals at Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena. And the Bergers, whether it be at Princeton or here at Penn State, there have been three of them that have played for Guy Gadowski, who's done a nice job here building this Division I Big Ten program. Gorniak directs into the Nittany Lions zone. McEachern after it. Easy outlet to Wall. Snaps off a pass out to center ice. Chased down by Berger. Roughed up a bit by LeMaster. Puck in the corner. Lotch whips it around. Stang can't locate. Straightaway Berger waddles his way towards the Badger bench right point and flings one to the left corner. Gathered in there and a rising shot by the defenseman Dylan Grattan. Too high. Went to the far corner. Badgers eventually work it free. Stang to LeMaster and he'll skate out of the Wisconsin zone. Badgers only four shots on goal, trailing 2-0. Grattan, oh, a big hit near side as Smolanic and McEachern collided, matching 29s. Look out, puck came free. Loose shot, far side, ricocheted off a Badger, pass in front. Paquette couldn't get his stick on it. Straight away now, little give and go. Lampa steps in, his shot blocked by a sprawling Stramel and out of play. How did they dodge that one, Paul?
Well, Jared Moe is getting a big leg workout here. It's been a little bit of rest lately, but he went back and forth, left to right, right to left. It might have actually hit the inside of the right post on the second one. Or maybe not. It hit something on the way.
Jared may have gotten in the way, yeah.
It looked like it was headed to the net, and it didn't end up moving it. So something got in the way before there.
Divine intervention? I don't know. Face off to Moe's left. It's a 2-0 Penn State lead. Strammel trying to get comfortable before they drop the puck against Tuur Linden. Bouncing to the left of Moe. Rising shot by Calder. In tight. Moe lifted up and made a face save. Boy, Calder's just digging his way to space in front of the Badgers' net. Now a long-range shot off his stick, and that carries out of play.
I can see we talked about those guys, that top line, when they started this game. Penn State's been excited about how they've been playing lately, and they've been buzzing the entire night here so far.
Calder playing in his 173rd game last year at North Dakota. He had 11 goals and 21 points. And then the 3 years prior at Lake State, he had 33 goals and 79 points. So he's got over 50 goals and over 110 points in his career as Ashton Calder, using his final year of eligibility. Here's Paquette now, open left wing. That shot blocked and ricocheted to Liam Malmquist. From behind, Lampa pulled his stick and took the puck away, but Erdahl was right behind him, able to muscle it down deep into the attacking zone. That's where Jared Crispo goes to get it, and Crispo throws it out to center. Now Dowd settles things down. Lampa near the Badgers bench will dump it down in. 6.5 minutes left until the Ho-Chunk first intermission. Badgers trailing 2-0. Erdahl wanted to go rink wide and flub the pass. Shaniev takes it to the corner. He had his teammate Linden going hard to the net, but Shaniev couldn't release the pass. And then he got crushed in the corner wall. The Badgers with the puck and throw it out to center. And here is Christian Berger now with it. Lefty D. Shaniev deflected onside. And no icing, and all the way down it goes. But the Badgers quickly to it. Dexheimer to Malmquist. His slow-moving pass intercepted by Penn State at center. Back into the Wisconsin zone. Now Kuhlman's pass ahead to Malmquist too far. Will they call icing? No. We play on.
Keep an eye out in the next whistle here. Penn State, I could see them at the bench. Guy Godowski went to a coach or one of his assistant coaches checking on the headset to see if they're going to take a look at Corson Kuhlman's hitting Geniev, who's 5'5". In the head.
All right. Dexheimer and McMenamin going at it center ice. Bantle taps off to Horbach. Badgers have to touch up. They do. Owen Lindmark's now got it. Fans off to his left. He'll dump it in and slowed with a check by Simon Mack. After it was Dylan Grattan around the glass and out to center. After it is Mike Vorlicky. Able to get the puck to Dexheimer. Now back D to D. Vorlicky lost it, flubbed it. Look out. Here's Tyler Grattan now and throws it back to the Wisconsin cage. But right there was Dexheimer. Faked like he was going to hammer it all the way down. But slowly backhanded a pass to Vorlicky, who couldn't get it deep and gobbled up by a wall. Wall across the line left side. Strammel lets him go. Centering pass back side for McEachern. Didn't connect. Out to the right point now. It's down. Right-handed defenseman walks the line. His off-balance shot straight away. Blocker save made by Moe. Ricocheted far side to McEachern. Down to the left corner and Wall. He's got Dexheimer on him. Kevin Wall trying to work around Ben Dexheimer. Excellent play by the freshman defenseman. Eventually, though, Kerwin comes out of there with it. Went short side and Moe with a shoulder save. May have hit him in the right cheek. Badgers still can't clear. Shade to the point. Dowd and just offside. Whistle stops play. 4:32 left in the first. A 2-0 Penn State lead. And now a little pushing and shoving between Jack Horbach and Connor McEachern. And I do not see an indication from the Penn State bench now that they will take a look at video replay whether or not Corson hit Geniev up high or not.
No, they're not. They definitely had a quick they were talking about it a long time after that play. It's been 3-4 minutes of game action here, so they had plenty of time to figure it out.
Badgers, Lodge. Up ahead to center off the stick of Smolonic. That'll be icing despite the hustle of Matthew D. St. Foul as Berger got there first. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And Badger hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And we'll keep an eye on the other games in the Big Ten. Notre Dame at Michigan, Ohio State at Minnesota. We'll keep an eye on the Wisconsin women's playoff opener against Minnesota State at LeBron Arena tonight. Broken stick behind the net. That's Daniel Lotch's, but the Badgers come out of there with the puck. Lotch heads to the bench and gets a new piece of lumber. Smolonic drop pass left point out of the reach of Strammel. Back out to center. And with his new stick, Daniel Lotch pulled it away from Lampa and then ran into Berger. And the wagon wheel-shaped puck now rolling down into the Penn State zone on Country Night here in Happy Valley. Did you like that little Darius Rucker reference?
Nicely done.
Yeah. Did you hear the walk the line before from Johnny Cash?
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to
pay more attention.
Yes, please, please. Here's Calder now. Drop pass left point. Crespo shot. Stick save made by Mo. Calder to the slot. Great pass. Linden scores. Wow. Calder on the left wing retrieved the puck, and the Badgers looked like they were puck watching and didn't see number 20, Tour Linden, flying down the center of the ice.
Yeah, a couple of Badgers had their sticks. It looked like in good position to kind of break that pass up. There was some heat on that. So give credit to Tour Linden with a heck of a reception on that pass coming far side. And Jared Moe did his best what he could, and a great shot above the just under the crossbar. And Penn State has a 3-0 lead and probably deserved.
Tour Linden, his second goal of the game, third point of the first period. He's now got 10 goals and 27 points, and the Badgers in a major hole at 3-0 against Penn State with 3:10 to play. 16:36, the time of that goal. Linden from Calder and Crespo. Out to the point, Shade lost the handle on the puck, put his head down. Stang ran into him and jarred the puck free. Stang now dumps it in. Will give chase right corner. Shade there first. And then met by Stang. Caulfield trying to locate the sliding biscuit. It goes to the far wall, and Penn State will lift it out to center. 14-4, shots on goal in the opening period in favor of the Nittany Lions, who lead 3-0. Penn State playing for home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs. Currently seventh in the pairwise rankings, in solid position to make the NCAA tournament. And looking for win number 20 for the fifth time in Guy Gadowski's coaching career here in Happy Valley. Here's Cervagno now, fourth line center. A backhand shot from the right wing, sticked out by Moe. Down to the corner now. Cervagno spins it around. Dowd, the defenseman, near the Badgers bench to the half wall, and McMenamin. Now to Cervagno, and his errant pass will force DeNaples to hustle back into the Penn State end with 2 minutes left in the opening period. 3-0 Penn State. Puck out at center. Backpedaling was Jugnauth, allowing Grattan to catch up to it. Swings it in front off the stick of Moe into his catcher's glove, and he hangs on with 1:49 left in the opening period. Penn State scored 14 seconds in. Danny Janiev, and then at 6:41 on a power play, Tour Linden, and then Linden again at 16:36. Badgers this season give up 3.3 goals per game on average, 51st in the country. 3.9 goals per game allowed in Big Ten play. That's last in the seven-team league. Mantle now across the line, but it looked like Horbach was already. And now Crespo and Horbach exchanging shoves. Linesman get in there with 1:41 to go here in the first period of play.
Penn State's been good in the offensive zone. That was a heck of a play they just scored on, and they're making it really difficult for Wisconsin on the rush. They're winning in the offensive zone, and they're back-checking hard, and they're getting back into the play and not giving anything Badgers easy. Just getting up the ice isn't easy.
Not known for the way it plays defense, Penn State's given up 2.9 goals per game, and again, 40 goals allowed over the last 10 games played by Penn State.
May have been a practice focus the way they're playing that way tonight so far.
Could very well be. Keep in mind also they played Minnesota and Michigan in that span of 10 games, among other teams.
True.
But the Badgers have not tested Liam Soulier whatsoever here tonight. Only 5 shots on goal with 1 minute left in the opening period. Shade walks across the line. Wall open right wing. Hands off. Kerwin's shot. And somehow Mo got his stick on that one. Kerwin now spins it around to the far side, and Shade, left-handed defenseman, throws it right back to the corner. Lampa took a cross-check to the lower back by Jugnauth, which prevented him from playing the puck cleanly. Badgers will gladly take the no-call there, and then they ice the puck with 42.3 seconds left in the period. Yeah, we talked about Penn State starting the season 9-0, swept Canisius, Mercyhurst, St. Thomas, and Wisconsin, then beat top-ranked Minnesota, or actually top-ranked Michigan, 3-0 back in November, but since then 10-12-1, although 6 of those 12 losses by one goal. They had a shootout loss as well. There was a game in there they lost by 2, an empty netter, otherwise another one goal game. So they've been in virtually every game this season. Wisconsin wins the defensive zone faceoff, and Jugnauth threw it past Bantle. It rolls down Penn State's way, hustling after his Smolonic, but four Nittany Lions back prevent him from getting to the puck. Out to center, Lotch slows it down. Calder throwing his body around. Lotch now dumps it into the Penn State zone near the goal mouth, but Berger there first is Stramel on him. 20 seconds to go in the period. Badgers down 3-0. Lotch able to hold the zone. Now Stramel had the puck whacked off his stick by Calder out to center. Lotch dumps it back deep. DeSaint Fowl will hustle in, but DeNaples reverses up to the near side. Calder able to chop it out to center. LeMaster sends it right back into the stick of Christian Berger, and that will do it for the opening period, and quite a period for the Nittany Lions, who scored three times against the Badgers and Jared Moe. It's 3-0 Penn State after one period of play. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team of the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. We'll return in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah. That's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with snow showers likely at times. Lows around 12. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 27. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 11. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight with another inch Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is the Ho-Chunk First Intermission Report. Wisconsin down 3-0 after one period of play here at Penn State, and a pretty good first period, pretty good game for Turlin in the first period, Paul. 2 goals, 3 points, 2 shots on goal. He was +2. That line with Ashton Calder and Danny Jania, Badgers just couldn't handle him.
It started 14 seconds in, just a faceoff win by Tor Linden that just kind of broke down. The puck kind of bounced funny towards the center of the ice with the Badgers all going towards the boards. And then he finished one timer on a power play and a nifty pass play by Ashton Calder, thank you, across the ice and finished high in corner. And those guys are buzzing. He was impressive. And those guys, they've been billed as being their best guys. They looked unbelievable tonight. They looked like the best line in the country so far.
Yeah, they're the all-conference forward line.
Holy.
For sure, the way they've been playing. Badgers need to find a way. Only 17, actually outshot 17-5 in the opening period. And the Badgers did have a 2-minute power play, but failed to generate a shot on goal. Penn State 3-0 in the first intermission. Back in 2.5 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. For over 60 years, Menards has been the one-stop shop for post-frame buildings. Whether it's protecting equipment, livestock, or you just need a place to keep your toys, Menards has a post-frame building for you. Design and buy your new post-frame today for 11% off. There's no limit to what you can save. Good through February 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, league champion Minnesota closes out the regular season hosting Ohio State. The Buckeyes battling for a second-place finish in the Big Ten, currently tied with Michigan, 36 points apiece. That game will start in about 12-15 minutes or so. And in Ann Arbor, Notre Dame and Michigan tied at 2. After one period of play, Jesse Lansdell and Landon Slaggart have scored for the Irish. T.J. Hughes and Gavin Brindley for the Wolverines. And Notre Dame still has a chance to finish second. And again, the team that finishes second will host Wisconsin in the first round of the Big Ten playoffs. And the Wisconsin women about to get underway with Minnesota State in the opening round of the WCHA playoffs at LeBron Arena in Madison. Penn State leads Wisconsin 3-0. Second period's coming up. This has been the Ho-Chunk First Intermission Report. You're listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Badgers and Nittany Lions coming back on the ice as we sit here at Pagoula Ice Arena. We're about, 15 rows from the ice surface. Great location to call a game. Very loud building with two sections of students off to our left in the roar zone with the Penn State hockey band there. And, you know, it's a good atmosphere. And the way Penn State played in the first period, no reason to leave this building. This is going to be a fun night for the Nittany Lion fans. Hopefully the Badgers can change it here.
Yeah, so far it's been a fun night for the first 20 minutes for Penn State, scoring three goals right in front of their student section. Wisconsin gets their chance now to quiet him down a little bit and play in front of them and try to get one here at least to get back in the game.
Rob Caulfield, Sam Sting, Jack Horniak out to start here, Paul.
Yeah, and the Badgers really haven't generated anything. The best chance was a power play pass down low to Charlie Stramel across the crease to Carson Bannell, who really had a pretty good chance to finish into a net, but he whiffed on the hot pass.
Here's Calder now from long range as Penn State eventually won the puck in its own zone, and on the rush, Calder across the line fired one. Mo easy save, but they'll get a faceoff in the Wisconsin zone. Their top line out there, Lyndon, Janiev, and Calder, all three have been very effective here in this hockey game tonight. Lyndon with two goals and 3 points. Janiev with a goal and an assist. Calder's also on the board with a couple of helpers tonight. Badgers won the defensive zone faceoff, though, although now struggling to get the puck out of its own end. Dexheimer, D to Vorlicki below the goal line, up ahead to Gorniak. Good battle here on the near side, taking it from DeNaples, but Penn State wins it back. Linden to the slot, intended for Sarlo, goes through traffic. Left side, a rising shot by the defenseman, Grattan too high off the glass in the corner. Penn State dumps it back deep. Sarlo cycling with Lampa. Their second line on the line chart has been one of their better line combinations recently. Sarlo, Lampa, and Paquette left to right. They'll dump it back down in. Dexheimer got there. Threw it ahead to D. St. Fowl. Couldn't handle it along the wall. Penn State set it deep again. Vorlicki will try again to clear and does. It slows along the kick plate near side. No icing, and Grattan back to get it for Penn State. Although Smolanic in on the forecheck trying to cause some havoc. Stramel now protecting right corner. He's got a little bit of space looking for D. St. Fowl right to his tape, but he skates two or three strides away from the net to the right wing. Now he's got it straight away. Backpedaling and shooting a knuckle shot that was blocked away by the goaltender Soulier.
Charlie Stramel there taking two.
Nice pass. Oh, Stramel short side saved by Soulier. Loose puck in the slot, still ricocheting around. Oh, Soulier, instead of grabbing it, poked it out, and it came free to Wisconsin's care, setting up Stramel. His shot got blocked, and high into the air it popped. Smolanic looking for it, eventually came free, and Penn State will exit its zone. Lampa with plenty of time and space right up the middle. Snaps off a pass caught by Sarlo. He'll throw it to the far corner, and the Nittany Lions will change. Best sustained pressure by the Badgers in the first 22 minutes of this hockey game.
Yeah, Charlie Stramel led the charge there, working in the corner, brought the puck up, and worked with the teammate or linemate, Matthew D. St. Fowl. At one point, D. St. Fowl up by the blue line. Stramel kind of dragged two Penn State forwards with him and opened up space for Matthew D. St. Fowl. A lot of contact there, but Penn State must have went with him, or I don't know what exactly how that happened, but anyway, it opened up a chance for Matthew D. St. Fowl on the play.
All right, Penn State offensive zone faceoff and wins it. Low shot off a skate. Puck back out to the point and shade to the slot off the stick of the backpedaling Kerwin, who was a lefty backing away from the net. Puck ricochets free. Badgers have it with numbers to our left. Kuhlemans leads the rush. His pass to Stramel couldn't catch it, and then he coughed it up. He threw it right to the stick of McEachern. They try to spring Kerwin. Gregory by Lodge to take it away. He throws it down on Penn State netminder Liam Soulier. Tried to clear right to the stick of Lindmark. His shot blocked by McEachern. One-on-one back the other way with Luke LeMaster. McEachern pulls the trigger. Stopped by Moe. Rebound gathered in by Horbach. Banks it off the boards and out to center ice it comes. And that's where Daniel Lodge will pick it up to the stick of Bantel, back to Lodge, and he'll dump it down in. Badgers, 3 minutes gone by here in the second, still trailing Penn State 3-0. Crespo, lead feed wall. Right-hander puts it in front, deking out Moe. Tyler Grattan scores, 4-0 Penn State. The right-handed wall left wing. Nice sauce pass to Grattan. The big fella, a left-hander right down the middle. He had Moe leading one way, went the other, and tucked it in. It's 4-0.
Badgers had two guys forechecking and a third forward up at the blue line and one pass. Penn State had three guys up the ice. It was a 3-on-2 with one pass up the ice. Looked pretty harmless to start, but the one pass opened up the ice and well executed by Penn State. Go wide, go to the middle of the ice, and get it past Jared Moe.
Time of the goal, 3:02. Tyler Grattan gets the goal, his seventh of the season.
And the Badgers are on a delayed penalty here as well.
Yep, delayed penalty as Soulier heads to the bench for an extra attacker. Penn State is going to get a power play here in a moment. Here comes McMenamin across the line, and he shoots one off the stick of Kerr over the head of Jared Moe. Now Kerr possesses, whistle blows, and a penalty will be called against the Badgers, who trail 4-0 and now will be shorthanded. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco at Pagula Ice Arena in State College. 16:27 left in the second period. The Badgers trail 4-0. And Liam Malmquist just took an elbowing penalty at 3:33. So Penn State will get its second power play, 1-for-1 so far.
They might take a look here.
So Penn State calls a timeout to check video to see if there was head contact along the way. And they said Malmquist for elbowing. Liam Malmquist the sophomore from Edina, just his sixth penalty of the season. But the referees, Brian Aaron and Brett DeRozier, will take a look. Well, it's been a rough start to this game. It's been a rough road for the Wisconsin Badgers. This season, 2-10 away from home. Prior to tonight, outscored 56-33 in those 12 road games. This is the ninth time in 13 road games the Badgers have allowed four goals or more. And they've now allowed at least one power play goal in 12 of the last 13 road games. It's not been fun to take you down or take me home country road. I just had to throw something in there, Paul. A little levity would help right now because this has not been pretty. And trying to take a look at whatever video replay the referees had, we'll see. So Penn State loses its timeout, and a very thoughtful explanation from referee Brian Aaron, who actually leaned his head to the right as if reading a children's book to a group of fourth graders.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one that had the interpretation. That was a unique announcement of a penalty, that's for sure.
Well, more of those. We need more of those. Thank